Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 11th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Uber announced plans to acquire a majority stake in the grocery delivery startup Cornershop. Cornershop currently operates in Chile, Mexico, Peru, and Canada, and Uber plans to help it expand service to other markets, including the U.S. Walmart previously tried to acquire Cornershop in 2018 for $225 million, but the deal was blocked by Mexican antitrust regulators in June. Uber's deal is currently pending regulatory approval. The autonomous retail startup Standard Cognition announced the acquisition of Deep Magic, a startup developing autonomous retail kiosks. The deal will see Standard Cognition pick up Deep Magic's intellectual property and technology, as well as bringing on co-founder Bernd Schoner as a consultant, but it will not take on existing pilot contracts from Deep Magic. Standard Cognition works at retrofitting large retailers to do cashierless checkouts, while Deep Magic specializes in letting customers swipe a payment card when entering a kiosk or micro storefront, then using cameras to track purchased items. Apple released the public beta of iOS 13.2, which includes an option to delete Siri and voice dictation history, as well as an opt-out for sharing audio recording data with Apple. The beta includes a splash screen at installation that explains how Apple uses voice data and gives the opt-out option at that time. The opt-out is also available in the privacy section of the Settings app. OnePlus announced the OnePlus 7T Pro for £699, coming to the UK October 17th. The Pro has a larger 6.67-inch QHD OLED screen that wraps around the side. Otherwise, it's very similar to the specs of the non-Pro OnePlus 7T. A McLaren edition of the OnePlus 7T Pro in black and orange with 12GB of RAM and 256GB of storage for £799 arrives in the UK November 5th. Rwanda's Mara Group released two Android smartphones this week. Mara manufactures all parts of the phone itself, including the motherboard and even the packaging. It's the first smartphone manufacturer that can claim its phones are entirely made in Africa. The Mara X has 16GB of storage and sells for 120,250 Rwandan francs. That's roughly the equivalent to $130. The Mara Z comes with 32GB of storage and sells for 175,750 Rwandan francs, roughly $190. This puts them a bit more expensive than the Chinese brand Tecno, which is popular in large parts of Africa. Amazon announced that Amazon Music is now available on Apple TVs running tvOS 12.0 or later in the US, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Canada, France, Italy, Spain, Germany, Mexico, Japan, and India. As the companies continue to play nice, slash keep antitrust regulators at bay, Apple's upcoming TV Plus streaming service also includes availability on Fire TV. Sigma announced that the Sigma FP camera is available for pre-order for $1,900 and ships October 25th. Sigma claims it's the world's smallest and lightest full-frame mirrorless camera, weighing 370 grams for the body. The camera is Sigma's first modern digital camera to use a traditional Bayer sensor, offering 24 megapixels of resolution, can record 12-bit 4K video, and uses L-mount lenses. The camera features a 3.2-inch fixed touchscreen, a USB-C port, and HDMI port, with a modular approach to add grips, a hot shoe, a viewfinder, a headphone and mic jack, and other accessories. Microsoft announced the new ergonomic and slim Bluetooth keyboards that now feature a dedicated office and emoji key. The office key replaces the right-hand Windows key and can be used as part of a shortcut to launch office apps. Using the office key plus W launches Word, for example. The emoji key launches the emoji picker in Windows 10, but can't be used to trigger a specific emoji or for emoji shortcuts. The Microsoft ergonomic keyboard costs $59.99, while the slim Bluetooth keyboard is $49.99, both available October 15th. Mixer co-founder Matt Salsamendi announced on Twitter that he is leaving the game streaming platform. The news comes a week after Mixer's other co-founder, James Baum, announced his departure as well. The platform was originally founded as Beam and acquired by Microsoft in 2016. And finally, Facebook released version 1.3 of PyTorch, its machine learning library. The release adds Google Cloud Tensor Processing Unit support, PyTorch Mobile for quantizing a model for inferencing on iOS and Android, and the Crypten tool for encrypted machine learning. The release also features the Captum tool that gives better visibility into why machine learning models make specific decisions by looking at the importance of specific neurons, layers, and affect predictions made by the models. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.